thank you so much for staying with Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris with Meshira Kutin. And we have got Datuk Christina Liu, MP of Tawa, back on the line. We've resolved all the technical issues. Datuk Christina, coming back to where we left off, you mentioned that 540 food baskets were given, were distributed by Tawa Municipal Council. But why is it that the villagers of Kampung Muhibah Raya say they were hungry? Where do you think that disconnect happened? Did they not receive the food?
That's what they say, but as far as I'm concerned, I think one of the unhappiness comes and drives them to the street is because of the expensive BNCO for the three localities in Tawau, that's including Kampung Muhibah Raya, Bandar Sri Bintar, and Kampung Sipingan. They were very unhappy because by extending the EMCO, it caused hardship for them. That's why.
Christine, could you help us understand the nature of that hardship? And are those making the decisions about the extending the MCO cognizant of the fact that this is creating sufficient hardship that would cause people to protest?
I believe that's one of the main reasons. Because this is actually a challenge, you know, faced by the people when they extended the EMCO. It means that their freedom of movement is further restricted with the extension. They cannot socialize freely or visit friends and relatives. But people's livelihood is affected and their economic activities are restricted. That results in loss of income for them. So, with the extended EMCO, there are time limits, simulated time limits for them to sell the agricultural products. So that is why a lot of pent-up anger among the villagers.
Okay, well,
who really, with the extension of the EMCO.
Okay, so now we have the extension of the EMCO. Let's talk about some of the criticism and how of the delivery of aid. You came under fire after saying that the 2,000 packs of food will be provided in but 1 or 2 weeks. So you were blamed for acting too late, that promising to organise the food in 2 weeks is just, you know, too little too late. How would you address those criticisms?
That was in my plan, my regular visit to Tawau. And this next trip to Tawau, normally whenever I go to Tawau, I bring food stuffs or other supplies to Tawau people. But when I was asked, when are you going next? I said, I will be going next in 1 week time. Because that's in my schedule that I'm free there to give another 2,000 parcels of food baskets to all over Tawau. Now, I know that MPP is the one that is entrusted with giving food to the villagers. So I asked them to give and cover all the areas. Wherever there is a demand for food, then MPP will have to be responsible as a government body to give away the food. As for myself, it's strictly on a private basis.
Christina, I want to ask you though, because there's always this report saying X agency is responsible, they're supposed to do this. But what level of monitoring is going in to this process that we know that the money that's spent is actually spent on those goods and then it's actually delivered? Is there a system of governance and monitoring that's actually working for the people under these MCO orders?
That is a very good question because I would like to ask some questions to the state government. Why is it I would like to know why is it that there are still complaints and that some people say that there's no food basket delivered to them. So whatever that's left off, I told my officer in Tawau that we do it ourselves on a private basis. Your question asking if there's anyone to monitor the efficiency of delivering the food. This is kepada kerajaan lah, how they want to do it lah.
Do you know if Kampung Baru Pasir Putih has received food baskets? Do you know whether they are going to go in the same way Kampung Muhibah Raya is seeing?
I have no idea, but Kampung Basri Putih is in Morotai. Yeah, in Morotai, not in Tawau. And so if it's in Morotai, then the Morotai YB will be in charge of that.
Okay,
Christina, can I ask you one last question? The seven young people that were arrested for protesting has brought this problem to national attention. Are you lending them support?
Who?
The seven activists who were arrested for protesting the situation in Kampung Muhibah Raya, are you going to be giving them support?
When they were produced at court, before they were released on bail by the police bail, my pegawai, whole bunch of them, my lawyer, all went to the court to support them. Afterwards, my people also went to the Tawau Balai Police to get further information how to assist them. Yes, we are standing behind them. When we know that these things happen, not of their own doing, but of circumstances, we stand fully behind them. Because, I think the main issue here is they're really not happy with the extension of the EMCO, because that caused them hardship, unable to go out to sell the vegetable car, the product car. So that is the main issue.
Right. Dr. Christina, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Now let's turn our attention to Justin Wong, who's on the line now. Justin is the State Assembly Person of Sri Tanjung. Sri Tanjung is a constituency under the Tawau parliamentary seat, and Kampung Muhibah Raya is a village within his constituency. Justin, good evening. Thank you for joining us on the show. Were you aware of the conditions under which Kampung Muhibah Raya villages were under this EMCO?
Thank you, Melissa. Thanks for having me. Yes, I was actually aware of the situation happened there. In fact, when the protest happened, I was actually contacted by one of the people. And then on the night that they were arrested, I was actually with them at the police station to show solidarity, because they are a group of young people with bravery, audacity to show to the authorities that they have had enough with this EMCO being taken place.
Justin, you know, some people will say that elected representatives like yourself should actually be anticipating problems. While it's all great and well that you are there when the problems arise, but what about doing enough monitoring so that you can anticipate and actually resolve the problems before they reach a critical point?
To be honest, as an elected representative, it has always been my duty to vent out the people's frustration. But it's not that whenever people come out and, you know, and make an issue, and I am able to do it in such a way that is able to deliver results. But it doesn't mean that I didn't do so.
Can I ask you what you think went wrong then, Justin? We just spoke to Dato' Christina Liu, and she says 540 food baskets were delivered by the Tawau Municipal Council. So why is it that we have cases and claims that villagers are hungry?
They are hungry not because of they are not being used food. They are hungry because they are being restricted from going out to work. Because as far as I know, a lot of people who are in this EMCO, they are dependent on daily wage, which means if they stop working today, they won't be able to earn any wage to sustain their living. So when they say they are hungry, they are not saying that they are short of food. They are short of money to be able to sustain their family, their livelihood.
Right. What would you like to see as their elected representatives? What would you like to see to help ease their conditions? We know that the fight against COVID-19 continues. Restrictions are sometimes necessary. But what would you like to see to help ease the burden of the people of Kampung Muhibah Raya?
If you want to be very specific on Kampung Muhibah Raya, Kampung Muhibah Raya gained authority or popularity because a group of people willing to come out to protest. But I don't see it as an isolated incident, because EMCO, which happened in Bawal, amounts to more than 14 EMCO areas. So these all the affected areas, they are having this same problem, which is they are unable to come out to earn a living. So as far as they are concerned, they are very much dependent on monetary aid instead of bantuan makanan. They need monetary aid to be able to sustain their family. They need monetary aid to be able to at least settle their errands or expenses.
Right, and we all have debts, right, Justin? Can you help us understand how EMCO or MCO kind of a structure, public health justifications aside, be better designed so it makes sense of people who are in the informal sector, daily wages, and people whose debts are not going to be addressed by, as you said, a food basket? How can we change the system? Tawau is under tremendous pressure at the moment from COVID cases. How would you like to see this situation change?
Honestly, Tawau, because we have experienced so many times of MCO, and it is quite normal for people to come out and express their frustration. And of course, to be fair to the health department, they are doing what they can with limited resources, because Tawau is not a big city, so we do not have much resources at our disposal. So we are pretty much waiting for the federal level to be able to give us help, aid, equipment, and personnel to be able to discharge the duty on the ground. Because Tawau, as far as I know, they are experiencing a short of beds in hospital. They are experiencing short of staff to be able to conduct their work more efficiently and professionally. So in terms of the help that are required, it is the duty of the federal government to quickly dispose people, food aid, human resources, equipment to Tawau to make sure that the people on the ground are able to deliver it.
Okay, we hope that the federal government is listening tonight as well as the state government. Justin, thank you for your time joining us on the show and good luck with your work. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you, a reminder, don't forget to get the latest news and information on COVID-19 vaccines at astraawani.com and the Astra Awani app. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
We will be back with you same time tomorrow. Till then, good night.